Several ambassadors and heads of diplomatic missions have duly noted the absence of any official response condemning the recent attacks suffered by UNIFIL forces in South Lebanon that resulted in an injury. A source within the United Nations expressed astonishment at the official leniency shown by Lebanese authorities, which is causing them to lose standing within the international community. These authorities claim they assume an observer role regarding the events in South Lebanon. In the past, they justified their inability to influence decisions concerning war and peace, but they now assert their inability to act in support of Resolution 1701 as long as the conflict continues in Gaza. This demonstrates a clear passivity, despite these authorities possessing significant information indicating that the threat of a comprehensive war against Lebanon is no longer just rhetoric but rather an imminent and real possibility. A United Nations source urged Lebanese authorities, along with local stakeholders, especially Hezbollah, to prioritize national interest in future events, understanding that no one in Lebanon can bear the consequences of war. Additionally, finding genuine support in Lebanon for reconstruction and recovery would be extremely challenging at this stage since all concerned countries have repeatedly warned Lebanese authorities, without success. The source revealed that the United Nations has received messages expressing dissatisfaction from countries contributing to UNIFIL since the assassination of an Irish soldier in the Al-Aqabiya region, south of Saida, a year ago. These messages also refer to the release of the presumed perpetrator of that assassination last November, the case of a soldier injured near the border town of Al-Quzah, and the recent attack on an Indonesian patrol which resulted in a wounded soldier. These messages raise doubts about whether Lebanon wishes to retain these forces south of the Litani River. If Lebanon does wish to keep UNIFIL, there are doubts as to its ability to protect UNIFIL forces and enable them to carry out their missions. Countries contributing to UNIFIL have also expressed surprise that the authorities accept the aggressor's version of events, considering the ongoing incidents as individual disputes. This suggests that there are personal conflicts between UNIFIL officers and locals, similar to those occurring among inhabitants of the same village. The United Nations source concludes by strongly rejecting any attempt to downplay the incidents faced by UNIFIL forces and dismissing all accusations that they are acting in favor of Israel.